إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت. لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام. اللهم إنك أنت أحق من عبد وأجود من سئل وأرأف من ملك. أنت الملك لا شريك لك والأحد الذي لا ند لك. لن تطاع إلا بإذنك ولن تعصى إلا بعلمك. تطاع فتشكر وتعصى فتغفر. الحسنة عندك بعشر أمثالها وقد تزيد، والسيئة عندك بواحدة وقد تغفر. القلوب لك مفضية والسر عندك علانية، والحلال ما أحللت والحرام ما حرمت، والدين ما شرعت، والعبد عبدك والبلد بلدك، وأنت الله الرؤوف الرحيم. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. فجزاه الله عنا خير ما يجازى نبي عن أمته، ورضي الله عن صحابته الغر الميامين الذين نقلوا لنا علم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity but Him and that Muhammad is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and whose followers to the day of judgment. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a disease that is widely spread among us and among all mankind, which is the disease of denying the day of judgment. Now, the disease of denying the day of judgment has many levels and many forms and many kinds. The first form of denying the day of judgment, it is an explicit verbal denial using the tongue. Basically, you ask a person, do you believe in the day of judgment? The person simply says, no, I don't believe in the day of judgment at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned example of these cases in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, for example, in Surah Al-Jathiyah, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ وَأَجَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِقَوْلِهِ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. They say that we have nothing except this life. What you see is what you get, basically. The concept of what you see is what you get. We have nothing except this life, that we are what you see. And there's nothing before and there's nothing after. And we die because of aging. And that's it. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا أَرْحَامٌ تَدْفَعْ وَأَرْضٌ تَبْلَعْ وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. It's only wombs that are pushing new babies to earth, and the earth is swallowing new deaths. So, babies produce, wombs producing, and earth is swallowing. And in between, before the wombs are pushing babies, there's nothing. And after the earth swallows the dead people, there's nothing. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. We only die because of aging. And that's about it. And that is the explicit form of denial of the day of judgment. And the logic is twisted, because the logic is what you see is what you get. Or basically, it is hard, it is impossible for people after they die and they disintegrate and they become dust and their bones, disintegrated bones and flesh is scattered all over the place. It is physically impossible for someone to gather them back together and reproduce the same human being and bring it back alive. Why is it impossible? Because we have never seen it before. Look, I mean, every time people die, we never see them again. They don't come back. And this is impossible to happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has documented this logic in Surah Qaf. إِذَا أَمِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. After we die and we disintegrate and we become a dust, this is far away. This is something far away from believing, far away from happening, far away from, you know, coming to be true. So we don't believe in that. And the answer, which is the counter logic by Allah, to respond to their sick logic and to prove that their logic is sick and twisted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَعَيِّنَا بِالْخَلْقِ الْأَوَّلِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي لَبْسٍ مِّنْ خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. That's one answer. That was it hard for me to create you from scratch in the first place? Was it hard for me? Then why do you think? No, it's not. And if you need a proof, look around you. You can see a life, a very beautiful life that Allah has created for the first time. Then why do you think it's hard for me to recreate you again? If I've shown you that I can do a mathematical problem, and why would you think it's hard for me to redo the same problem again? So it's again logic that Allah is using to defeat their their twisted logic. And when that guy brought a disintegrated, very old piece of bone, and he squished it in his hand, turned it into dust, and blew it away. And he said, "Oh Muhammad, is your God going to bring back this bone alive?" The answer came straight from Allah in Surah Yasin. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. And He gave us an example with this bone. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. And He forgot about His own creation. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He said, who's going to bring back this piece of bone alive again? The answer is, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The one who created the bone from scratch the first time is the one that's going to bring it back alive again. Second time is easier. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. He is the one who started it the first time, and he is the one who is going to do it for the second time. And the second time, using our sick human logic, limited human logic, the second time is easier than the first time. Of course, for Allah, everything is equally easy, because the word difficult does not exist in the dictionary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there's nothing easy and easier. Everything is equally easy to Allah. But using our limited human brain and human logic, second time is easier than the first time. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them. And in many other places, for example, Surah Maryam, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ وَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّةً. The human being is saying, oh, is it possible after I die and disintegrate and eaten by the earth to come back alive? أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. Don't that same human being remembers that we have created him from nothing, from zero, from scratch, from he was nothing and he became something because of our power and creation. Then why does he think that it's hard for me to redo it again? And that kind of denial is the denial of the non-believer. And it's not really the denial of the Muslim. This is not the kind of denial that the Muslims practice. The second kind of denial, that's the judgment, that's also practiced by non-believers, not Muslims, is the sarcastic denial of the Day of Judgment. Not only that I deny the Day of Judgment in a respectable way and try to use some logic. No, it is I am making fun of the person who, sarcastic kind of fun of the person who says there is a Day of Judgment. And the enemies who fought Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam practiced this sarcastic form of denial. It's explicit denial with verbs, with words, with their own tongues, but also combined with making fun of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such as the example that will come in the surah that we are addressing today. Our topic today is to address Surah Al-Qiyamah. And this example is going to be brought in Surah Al-Qiyamah, which is the sarcastic, explicit way of denial. And then the third way of denial, it is in a form of explicit doubts, explicitly expressed by the brain, by the tongue, where the person says, well, I'm not sure if there's a Day of Judgment or if there's no Day of Judgment. I'm not sure, but whether there is a Day of Judgment or there's no Day of Judgment, I expect to have the best of both. Why? Because right now, let's say there's no Day of Judgment, then that's the end. I will have what you see is what you get. I will have what I have and then die. But let's say if there is a Day of Judgment, then I will get better than what I have right now. What is your logic? My logic is simply, if I'm having a good life now, then God loves me. And if He proves to love me in this life by giving me so nice, so much power and wealth and everything, then in the next life, He will also give me more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has documented this kind of mentality in Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf that we're supposed to read every Friday. We should have read it by now. And we should have read this portion by now. The owner of the two gardens. When he said, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. I don't think there is a Day of Judgment. وَلَئِنُ رِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And if there is a Day of Judgment and I go back to my Lord, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. For sure I will find better than this. Why? What makes you sure? Yeah, He loves me. He gave me these two gardens in this life. Why don't you think that He proves love to me. Otherwise, He wouldn't give me these two gardens. Then when I die, then for sure, because He loves me, He will give me more. And He doesn't love you. You are the one who claiming to be, which is His opponent. The one who is reminding Him of Allah. You are the one who is claiming to believe into Him. And you are the one who is claiming that the Day of Judgment is true. He doesn't love you. And my evidence that He doesn't love you, because I am the king and you are the slave. I am the powerful and you are the weak. I am the rich and you are the poor. If He loves you, then how come you are a slave and I'm a king? If He loves you, then how come you don't have what I have? If He loves you, then how come I have power over you? For sure,
he loves me more because I have much more than what you have. And that was his sick logic. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have replied to this sick logic in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Umran, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Don't those non-believers think that I give them more and I am so patient with them that I am not giving them a quick, immediate punishment, that it is because it is good for themselves or because I love them. No. I give them, I am patient with them, and I am even giving them more power and more wealth to do more evil and to increase and to grow in evil. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. To grow in evil, to accumulate more bad deeds, to even go worse. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِيمٌ. So when I take them, then the punishment comes, the most severe punishment comes to them as a result of that they have earned so much evil deeds. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them this, you know, even sometimes more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so patient with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a rule that He decreed on Himself, that there is a free will in this life. If people decide to go evil and commit evil sins, Allah is not going to go down and stop them by His special powers. Why? Because where is the free will? Free will means, if I choose to do evil, I should have the free will, and equally free will to do bad deeds as is it to do good deeds. If Allah is going to stop criminals, then where is the free will? And that explains, you know, many people are puzzled and say, why Allah allows all this killing? Why Allah allows all these crimes? Why does Allah allow all this injustice? Because it's a free will package. It's a free will rule in this life, that people who decide to commit crimes, Allah is not going to stop them. Let them commit the crimes. But don't be deceived by Allah's patience on them. Know that Allah is patient on them, seeing them committing the crimes, and He can take them in a blink of an eye, and He can give them an immediate punishment in a fraction of a second. Yes, but He's not going to do it. Why? It's a free will. Let them grow in their sins, just like what He says. Let them have more and do more, and the accountability is later. And that is the third form of denial, which is the explicit doubts of the Day of Judgment. The fourth form of denying of the Day of Judgment, which is practiced by most of the Muslims, which is the denial by actions. Denial, all these three forms of denial, disqualifies a person from Islam. No Muslim will ever dare to deny explicitly by tongue that the Day of Judgment is true or doubtful. Muslims all required to admit by their own tongue that the Day of Judgment is not only true, but it's a holy truth. Holy means the highest level of truth and perfection. That means holy. So this is why Allah is holy. So it's a holy truth. Means the highest level of truth you can ever think of is that Day of Judgment. And Muslims are required to admit that and confess that by their own tongues. But Muslims sometimes fall into that disease, which is they deny by their own actions. When they make decisions, they are making decisions based on the fact that the Day of Judgment is less important or not in the focus. We are all fall into what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran as al-i'rad 'an al-akhirah aw al-ghafla 'an al-akhirah. Al-i'rad 'an al-akhirah means losing the focus on the Day of Judgment. Allah says the Day of Judgment should be our number one focus. And Prophet Muhammad always says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir." Every time, whosoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, whosoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, always in the words of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Why? To remind us continuously that this is the focus, this is number one priority. If this falls from number one priority to number two priority, that is the disease that Muslims practice. If this fails to be inside the main focus of our life, and the main focus of our conscience, and the main focus of our attention, then that is the disease of denial of the Day of Judgment that are practiced by most of the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that most of the people, including Muslims, fall into that disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah 30, verse 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Rum, verses 6 and 7, وَعَبَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ. This is a true promise of Allah. It will happen. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most of the people are ignorant. They lack the knowledge. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They know the obvious things in this life, the how to do business, how to buy an insurance policy, the obvious things in this life, they know it. How to build a house, how to build a bridge, how to treat a person, how to design this, how to design that. These are ظاهرًا من الحياة الدنيا. The obvious thing in this life, they have full knowledge of. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. But they turn their back to the hereafter, which is the disease that Allah has said. Turning, ignoring the hereafter, or giving it a less priority, or even not considering it when we make decisions, when we sort, when we choose, when we make choices and decisions in our lives, we exclude the Day of Judgment from being in the focus of our priority. And that is the disease that Allah has dedicated so many surahs in the Quran to treat. And our subject today is Surah Al-Qiyamah, which is a very strong medication to treat that disease, the disease of denial of the Day of Judgment. Let's go through this very surah. It's a very powerful surah to treat this particular disease. How does it start? It starts by Allah making two swears. Allah is saying, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. I am not going to swear by the Day of Judgment. ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. And I am not going to swear by the self-blaming soul. And when Allah says, I'm not going to swear, it's a more powerful style than saying, I will swear. For example, if you have done something wrong, it is more powerful to tell you that I will not remind you of the crime that you have committed last year. When I say, I will not remind you of the crime that you have committed last year, actually what I mean that I'm reminding you with it. But it's much more powerful style to say, I will not remind you with that, but I meant to remind you. But it's more powerful style to say, I will not remind you. Same thing here. Allah is saying, I will not swear by the Day of Judgment. But it's a more powerful style than swearing actually by the Day of Judgment. I will not swear by the Day of Judgment. And I will not swear by the self-blaming soul. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by these two things? First of all, Allah has the right to swear by anything in His creation. We have no right to swear by anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to always understand that. Allah, why would Allah swear by something? Allah wants to highlight the honor of that thing that He's swearing by. So this thing is very honorable that He deserves the Allah to address that thing in the swear. Or this thing is very great. Allah wants to highlight the honor and the greatness of something that Allah is swearing by. Or the importance of this thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, swearing by the Day of Judgment, because that's the theme of the surah, is to remind people that it is a fact, that it is a true thing, that it should be in the focus, it should be number one priority and number one factor in our brain when we make decisions. And then swearing by the self-blaming soul. Why does Allah honoring or giving special honor to the self-blaming soul? Because Allah, as in the same surah, is comparing it to the other extreme or to the other opposite, the soul that finds excuses, false deceiving excuses, silly ridiculous excuses to run away from Allah, to deny the Day of Judgment, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the opposite of the self-blaming soul. The self-blaming soul is so honorable to Allah because in the absence of the police, in the absence of the law enforcement agency, the only thing that will prevent us from going wild and breaking the rules is the self-blaming soul, the power of the self-blaming soul, the soul that blames itself. Allah will not judge us for the same crime twice. If we judge ourselves in this life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not judge us in the hereafter. So, this is why Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, وَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَحَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تَحَاسَبُوا. Judge yourselves before you are judged by Allah. Why is it much better to judge ourselves than to wait for Allah to judge us? If we judge ourselves, we are not going to punish ourselves. We are going to repent, which is much better than if we wait on Allah to judge us, then He's going to punish us. Actually, judgment of Allah by itself, not the punishment, just the judgment of Allah by itself is very scary and very painful. Just imagine yourself that you have broken the laws and you are arrested and you have to appear before a judge. Just a human judge, a court judge. Knowing that you have broken the laws and you're waiting for your sentence. Imagine how scared you are. And imagine that. Multiply this by, of course, Allah is much more great than this court judge. Compare this feeling, multiplied by infinity to have the feeling, what it would be like to stand before Allah when you know that you have disobeyed His orders. Intentionally, on purpose, and not only that, but persistently, continuously insisting on it in a stubborn way, every day without repentance. Imagine how much, you know, How are you going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when this is the situation? What are you going to say? And how scared you are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what kind of excuses? You are going to come up with 10,000 excuses. And this surah addresses the excuses in a very powerful way. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا. The human beings knows very well that all these excuses are false. Even though he will try, I try to make up excuses to deceive you, you try to make up excuses to deceive me, I try to make up excuses to deceive myself, but something deep in my heart knows exactly that these excuses are false. And Allah is more closer to us than our own selves. And Allah knows exactly whether these excuses are true or whether they are false excuses. And then Allah gives the real reason that we try to make up excuses, Allah will confront us in the same surah with the real reason that makes us commit these sins and try to come up with excuses to justify them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, after swearing by these two things, an-nafs al-lawwama, self-blaming soul, and the day of judgment, he's swearing to answer one question. What is that question? The question is, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّا نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَهُ. The human being thinks that I am unable to gather together his bones after they disintegrate and become dust and scatter all over the place. He thinks that I will not be able to gather them together. That is the question. And Allah is swearing by the day of judgment and by the self-proclaiming soul that the answer of this question, that I swear by these two things that I will be able to rebuild his finger breadths. And indeed, this is a very shaking verse. Perhaps if it doesn't shake the early generations of Muslims, I will understand it. Because at that time, it was not known that the fingerprints are a form of identity. They didn't know that. And when I checked the old tafsir of the old scholars, they, yes, commented on the ayah, but they did not recognize that the fingerprints is a form of identity. But for us, knowing that the fingerprints is a form of identity, after 1400 years of the revelations of the Quran, and Allah is saying, I swear by the day of judgment, and I swear by the self-blaming soul, that I will rebuild your own fingerprints. Not only that I will gather your bones, gathering the bones is easy. No, I will rebuild your own fingerprints. Your own fingerprints that are unique. Each fingerprint of each finger is unique. And all the 10 fingerprints are unique, from one person to another until the day of judgment. Allah is saying, excuse me, you think that I will not be able to gather your bones? No, I will rebuild your own fingerprints. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. Then what is the reason then? Why is the person denying the day of judgment? Why? What's the reason? The reason is, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ. The reason is not a confusion about the power and the ability of Allah. Because the power and the ability of Allah is so obviously demonstrated. The reason is, الفجور, the love of الفجور. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ. This is the actual reason that prevents us from obeying Allah. الفجور. What is الفجور? Fujur means crossing the limits without any respect and without any worry. The human beings loves. He has so much temptations and he has so much pressure to do fujur, crossing the limits. And that is exactly the reason. So don't try, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. Don't try to come up with false deceiving excuses to yourselves. This is the true reason that Allah is saying. The reason is that you want to do fujur. You want to cross the limits. You don't want to obey. That is the reason. Fujur, which is opposite of disobedience. Crossing the limits, crossing the boundaries. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ. He's surrounded by boundaries, and that's what he wants, is to cross these boundaries. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ. And how is he expressing that? The human soul is like a wild animal that wants to do fujur, jump and cross all the boundaries. What is the leash that is tying this human soul and preventing this human soul from jumping wild and crossing the boundaries? What is the leash that is preventing the human soul from the fujur? It is the day of judgment. Remember, it is the law. The law of the land and the police prevents people from fujur, yes. But what happens to the people who are so powerful that they are above the laws? The kings and the presidents who are way beyond the laws. The people who are away from the eyes of the laws. The people who are so powerful in the government hierarchy that the laws don't apply to them. And there were so many of them all over the history. They don't have any laws or any police that is going to hold them like a leash from fujur. The only thing that will hold those people from fujur, there is no way except the day of judgment. Fear of Allah and the day of judgment. And that's why they deny it. And the person who said that, oh, Allah is going to be able to gather my bones again, and he wanted to do fujur, he was among them. He was from the elites of Mecca. No one can judge him, and he's above the laws. So the only thing that will prevent him from going and doing fujur and breaking all these laws and breaking all these boundaries of Allah is the Day of Judgment. So he denied it. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ, because he wants to do that, and he is want to break the only thing that is preventing him from doing that, from doing fujur. يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. He is asking in a sarcastic way. He is addressing Muhammad. أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. And there is a difference between مَتَى يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, when is the Day of Judgment? That is a serious question. When is the Day of Judgment? No, he wasn't asking a serious question. And this is why he didn't say مَتَى, when. He said أَيَّان. أَيَّان in the Arabic language means you ask when in a sarcastic way. It's like أَيَّان, this long vowel. Listen to the music of the word أَيَّان. أَيَّان means something which is far away. أَيَّان, look, even it's in the English language. This vowel, أَيَّان, means something which is far away. When you do it in the English, you say far away. Something that is very remote, that is not going to happen very soon, or is not going to happen at all. أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. This is a sarcastic way of asking a question. And this is why, this is kind of denial by the enemies of Islam, the denial, the sarcastic explicit denial of the Day of Judgment. أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. When is it going to be? And that highlights the importance of understanding the difference between Arabic and English. In English, sarcastic question or serious question, both you say, when is the Day of Judgment? But in the Arabic, no, there's a word to ask the question seriously, meta, and there's another word to ask the question in a sarcastic way, which is ayyan. And the music of the word is compatible with the meaning, because the Quran has two things, meaning and pronunciation. The pronunciation includes the music of tajweed and includes the music of the words themselves. If we read Quran without understanding it, then we are enjoying the music, but we're not understanding the meanings. If we read the translations, then we enjoy the meanings, but we don't enjoy the music that comes with it. And so the only way for the Quran to penetrate our heart and touch our heart is to read it with pronunciation and music combined. And most of the Arabic-speaking brothers don't even get that from the Quran. Read it with pronunciation, with the correct pronunciation, correct music, and with the correct understanding of the meanings. So we all need to spend efforts, whether we speak Arabic or not, towards achieving that goal. يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then, listen, this is the end of the first section, which is the section that is mainly, has very special, has very unique music. What is that music? The music of the ha, the ha, the music of misguidance. Somebody who's misguided, somebody who's confused. So when this somebody is misguided and confused, the music that comes with it is ha, 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 I'm confused, I'm misguided, ha, ha. The music, this was the music of the surah until this ayah, which is the ayah number 6. The first section, which is like, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بل قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة. Ha. The music of ha is the music of misguidance and confusion. Then, the answer comes from Allah. He's asking about the Day of Judgment in a sarcastic way. That's the end of the first section. The answer comes from the second section with a different music. The music of confrontation. Confrontation with facts. And the music of confrontation with facts is the music of irr, irr, irr. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, فَإِذَا بَرَقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ كَلَّا لَا وَزَرُ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. 7 answers. You are asking about the Day of Judgment in a very sarcastic way. My answer is 7 snapshots from the Day of Judgment. That's the answer from Allah. 7 snapshots, very quick, brief, strong, powerful snapshots from the Day of Judgment with the music of ir, 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 which is the music of confrontation. What is the first snapshot? The first snapshot, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ. What is بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ? بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ means your eyes are going to go out of your skull. This will happen to you if you go outside of the masjid now and you see a cow flying in the parking lot. Then you are going to see like this and your eyes are going to go out of your skull like this. Wow, what is happening? This is something amazing. This is something incredible. This is something that cannot happen. And people who do the modern cartoon movies, You know, they borrowed that scene or snapshot from the Quran, or perhaps they invented it themselves, but you see very often the eyes are going out of the skull in the cartoon movies. This is exactly the same scene here. That a human being in the Day of Judgment, seeing what is happening, and his eyes are sticking out of his skull. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ. That's the answer of Allah. Snapshot number one, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ. You're asking in a sarcastic way about the Day of Judgment? Yes, here is the answer number one. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ. When the eyes go out of the skull. وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرِ. And the light of the moon has gone away. And to the Arabs, the light of the moon is very important. Because that's the only friend at night. The skies are mostly clear in the desert. And the only friend at night that makes us feel not lonely is the light of the moon. So to them, losing the light of the moon was a big deal. وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرِ. The light of the moon is going. And that is the second snapshot. And the third snapshot, وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ. The moon is going to collapse inside the sun. Collapsing together. And this is indeed is going to cause your eyes to go out of you. Very quick snapshot. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ. And then the fourth snapshot, a human being who is surrounded by these events, who is surrounded by the angels of Allah coming to arrest him. You are under arrest. You are right now is going to be arrested and presented to and sent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment. And this person is saying, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. Where is the escape? Where is the escape? There is no escape. There is only one way. You are under arrest to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment. And this is indeed a very similar situation of that if a person is breaking the law. And we tell him, watch the police. He says that the police will not come. Watch the police would not come. And he keeps breaking the law. And then suddenly this person is surrounded by the police. Well, you have been denying that. Now you're surrounded by the police. Now when he's surrounded by the police, he's looking around, there's no escape. So he's saying, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. Where is the escape? Where is the escape? There's no escape. There's one way. There is one way road to the court where you receive your due punishment for breaking the laws. And this is exactly أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. Then, what is the answer to this question, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ? كَلَّا لَا وَزَرْ. No, there is no protection. No protection, no way to hide, no way to shield, nobody to provide you protection. لَا وَزَرْ, no protection. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرْ. You are going straight under arrest to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you are going to be told, يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّنَا وَأَخَّرَ. You are going to be informed, and you will be confronted with all the deeds. The early deeds, قَدَّنَا. The early deeds that you have done in your life, وَأَخَّرَ. And the late deeds that you have done in your life. What is so different between the early deeds and the late deeds? Why did Allah make a distinction between the early deeds and the late deeds? They are different. Number one, most likely the early deeds are forgotten. And that is what they do. What Allah said in the Quran. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah recorded those early deeds committed during the teens and the 20s and the 30s and the person died in the 80s. So 50 years ago that person doesn't remember the sins that he or she did commit. But would Allah forget them? No. And this is why they are going to say in the Day of Judgment, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً. How come this book doesn't leave any single tiny detail? And the small details are covered before the large details. The big ones and the small ones are there. Reminded the early ones and the late ones. يُنَبَّى الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ. In the early days. وَبِمَا أَخَّرَ. In the late days. Especially the early days, which is the youth time. The accountability of the youth time is double accountability. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَ عَبْدٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person will not leave the court of Allah in the Day of Judgment. حَتَّى يَسْأَلْ. Until he or she is judged about three. Number one, عَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهِ. How did you spend your youth? Your youth time for the young brothers and sisters. Your youth time. Because this is when the ummah, Muslim ummah, is expecting from you to make changes. You have the most energy to make changes and to bring alive the word of Allah and make it a real life instead of being words written by cheap ink on a cheap paper. This is the period when the Muslim ummah is expecting you to establish the kingdom of Allah, where the words of Allah are real life, and try to destroy the kingdom of the shaitan, where the word and the will of the shaitan and the temptations of the shaitan are the dominating rules in this life. This is when Allah is expecting from you the youth. So that's number one. And number two, وَحَتَّى يُسْأَلْ عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِي مَا أَدْلَى. Then in his entire life. So the youth is judged twice. One is a special by itself, and then second, his entire life, minute by minute, second by second. And then third, about his wealth. Where did he earn the wealth from, and where did he spend the wealth at? So just by imagining these three items, just think in your mind, how long does it take for accountability of your youth by itself, then accountability of your entire life by itself, then accountability of each dollar, where did you earn it from, where did you spend it at? Just think how long this will take by itself, and how scared are we, because we don't have clean records, and we know it. We don't have clean records in these issues. How scared are we when we are facing the sins, and we find them alive in our book of deeds, when we are facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His court? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling that, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then is switching the music. Switching the music, because that's the end of the section that Allah answered the question of the person who is asking about the Day of Judgment in a sarcastic way. Then Allah switching to another subject. Not really another subject, but the camera of the surah is switching to another scene. Because the surah, remember, the surah is dealing with the heart, like a camera moving from one scene, from one snapshot to another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then switching about the real reason. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. That indeed you, the human being, right now, know exactly that these excuses that you are making are false excuses. These are not true excuses. These are silly, ridiculous excuses to justify to others, to justify to yourself the disobedience of Allah, the falling short from doing the duties of Allah. I am busy, I cannot do that, blah, blah, blah. You know very well, deep in your heart, that these are false excuses. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. And keep lying to yourself. You are hurting nobody but yourself. At the end, when you are in the court, don't try to make these excuses. They are not going to help you. And Allah is not going to accept these excuses, as He stated in this surah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is moving the camera to another person from the other opposite side. A person who took this whole message so seriously, and he was so serious about it, that he was very cautious when Allah was revealing the Qur'an into his heart. He's very cautious to repeat the words of the Qur'an as they were revealed into his heart, which is Prophet Muhammad. He was so cautious and so serious that every word that comes into his heart, he repeats it. And after the wahi, without waiting until the wahi is over, and then repeating these words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comparing this picture with the picture of the person who is asking in the Day of Judgment in a sarcastic way, which is the totally opposite, and making up excuses to justify the fujur, the desire of him to go fujur, to go wild and cross all these boundaries. Allah is comparing these two pictures. And Allah is ordering the Prophet, O you Muhammad, who is telling us, look at this picture, and at the same time is giving instructions to Prophet Muhammad to wait until the revelations are totally completed to the heart. And then, after the revelations are totally completed and delivered and installed into the heart, then you Muhammad can recite them. Don't be in hurry. Be patient until the revelations are complete. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه. فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه. ثم إن علينا بيانه. Don't worry. It's my responsibility not to make you forget it, because I indeed have the responsibility of protecting these revelations until the Day of Judgment. So don't worry. Don't be in hurry. It will be alive in your heart when the revelations are done, and you are not going to forget it. So don't be in hurry. But that's a message for the Prophet Muhammad. How about for us? For us is to compare that person who's so cautious not to lose anything, that person who's so serious, versus that person who's asking about the Day of Judgment in a sarcastic way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confronting us with the fact that the person that was this person who was very cautious about the words of Allah, who was very serious about his religion, is going to be wujuh from among wujuhun yawma'idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. Happy smiling face in the Day of Judgment. Happy and smiling. Person in the Day of Judgment, very good looking, smiling and happy, looking at the face of Allah. Now, how beautiful is the face of Allah? Now, how much pleasure do we feel if we look at the beauty that Allah has created? If we go to Yosemite, or if we go here and there, and we look at the beauty of the creation of Allah, don't we feel so much joy for looking at the beauty that Allah has created, and pleasure? Now, Allah is more beautiful than anything that He has ever created. And Allah is more beautiful than all these things. Let's imagine looking at the beauty, the origin of beauty itself, which is the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاضِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاضِرَةٌ. Looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the picture of the person who was so serious about his religion and so cautious not to lose any word of it. On the other hand, the person who is asking about the Day of Judgment in a sarcastic way, وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَاقِرَةٌ وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَاسِرَةٌ تَظُنُّ أَنْ يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرَةٌ. Faces that look miserable, that look scared, that look very ugly. Faces that are, we know for sure that these faces in no time, after the court is over, they are going to be dragged and pushed into the hellfire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is moving the camera into a different situation to shake the conscience of the people who deny the Day of Judgment. Look at this scene. What is the scene? The scene of a person who is dying. He's surrounded by the family. And then the angel of death will come and bring the soul from the very toes. Because the soul will be pulled out of the body, starting by the toes of the legs. And then by the legs. And then pulled out from the chest all the way to the shoulders here. Then the soul is ready to be extracted from the mouth out. And the person is looking at his soul being pulled out and he's staring at it when the soul is being pulled out. That is the scene that is being described. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ. The soul is here. And then the angel of death, who's going to take care of the body and wrap the body? The family. But who's going to take care of the soul and wrap the soul? Two kind of angels. Either the angels of mercy or the angels of punishment. And as soon as the angel of death done with his job and takes the soul out, he's going to ask the question. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقْ. Who's going to take this soul up to heaven? The angels of mercy or the angels of punishment? مَنْ رَاقْ. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقْ. To heaven. And you can see now the music has changed to qaf. Man raqo. And this is like a sound of a hammer, which is a confrontation of very scary truth. It's like boom, 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 boom. It's like scary truth. That is the change of music. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. He knows for sure that's the end. I'm leaving. I'm leaving this world and without any return. I'm reaching to the point of no return. إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقِ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the destination. And the whole purpose of this is for Muslims who deny the Day of Judgment, not verbally in an explicit manner, not in a sarcastic way, but deny the Day of Judgment by doing what Allah said, al-ghaflah anil akhirah, aw al-i'rad anil akhirah, pushing the hereafter away from being the priority number one, from being out of the focus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ, in the same surah. But we will have no time to reach to this part where Allah is diagnosing the exact disease. تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. He's calling this life the quick life. الْعَاجِلَةِ. And you love it so much. وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. You're so interested into this life, which is الْعَاجِلَةِ. And you're much, 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 much less interested in the business of the hereafter. When it's something that has to do for the sake of Allah, oh yeah, when I have time, when I have money, oh, then, you know, and even when to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our prayers, which is a dedicated time for Allah, we think about other than Allah in our prayers. وَأَقِمَ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish prayers to remembrance of Allah. We establish prayers to the remembrance of other business during the prayer time. So, remembrance of Allah so little. Working for Allah so little. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. We interact with this life. We're so enthusiastic about this life. We jump to the business of this life. But when it's the business of the hereafter, okay, we're not interested. It's outside of the focus. It comes as a priority number two. It's not in the first priority. And that is, this surah is dedicated to treat us Muslims from this disease. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to treat me and to treat my dear beloved brothers and sisters with this surah and to make us more conscious and more focused on the Day of Judgment as priority number one and use that as a very important factor to make up our decisions and to schedule our activities. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. إني داع فقولوا آمين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إني داع فأمنوا. اللهم عز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين. رب أذل الشرك والمشركين. دمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم عليك بمن عاد الإسلام وحارب المسلمين. اللهم كن عليهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعد للمسلمين سر عزتهم وسر قوتهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك الحنيف ردا جميلا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين لا يعرضون عن الآخرة. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من المعرضين. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم كن في عون إخواننا المستضعفين في كل أرض مسلمة، وكن عونهم يا رب العالمين، وكن معهم يا أرحم الراحمين، فليس لهم سواك يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه أولا، وثنى فيه بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه ثانيا، فقال جل من قائل إن الله